The ACT is hosting its annual Canberra Day Appeal, a community event that supports charities across the territory. One of the participating charities is TADACT, an organisation that modifies equipment to meet the needs of older people and those living with disabilities. The equipment is then sold at affordable prices through their shop. The Wires contributor from 1RPH, Marianne Gore, spoke with TADACT CEO and chairman Chris Diner about the organisation and the impact it has on communities in Canberra.
It currently stands for Technology for Ageing and Disability, ACT. We were previously known as Technical Aged and Disabled, ACT, right. The same acronym.
Right. But, of course, with our ageing population, we're now helping people who are ageing.
Oh, yes, all the time. Things like mobility scooters and walkers and so on, and special aids.
Right. And how long has TADACT been going?
It was started back in 1979, so it's got a few years on its up its sleeve.
Definitely. And tell me about what the activities are.
Well, we have a team of volunteers who make and modify equipment for the older people and people with disabilities. And we also have what we call an op shop, where we refurbish donated equipment, make them suitable for people, perhaps modify them, and make them available at affordable prices for people who have needs for assistive equipment.
And I also have Chris Diner on the line. And Chris, you're the chairman. How did you get involved in TADACT?
About 1980 or thereabouts, I was coming back from a work function with some other people from work, and one of the guys talking about his involvement with TADACT. I said, gee, that sounds great. Maybe it's something I could do when I retire.
Right.
So, yeah, when I retired, they were actually asking for applications for a technical project officer.
Uh-huh.
And that happened at the same time. So I became a volunteer and technical project officer at the same time.
And so what was your background that you were able to be a technical project officer?
I'm an electrical engineer.
Oh, excellent. That would give you some excellent skills to help with equipment.
Yes, yes. I must admit, most of the stuff I've done is not electrical, but sort of quasi-mechanical or carpentry and things like that.
Right.
But I must admit, I do like inventing things, if you like, or developing ideas. Yes.
Right. Because people have such a range of different needs.
Just a few examples. I've done several cots for mothers that have had disabilities. So changing from the standard cot, which has pull-up gates on it, to gates where you can open them with your foot or slide them open instead.
Right.
That's one. I did a specialised bottle tipper for one lass who wanted to. So she pour her drinks out into a saucer so she could drink them from the saucer. Yes.
Interesting.
There's all sorts of interesting things, yes.
You know, Radio 1RPH, we provide services particularly for people who are blind or low vision. Have you got any examples in that area?
I did develop some tiles for the Guide Dogs Association for their moon alphabet tiles, where you could feel the characters and make up your messages with the different tiles, a bit like Scrabble tiles, if you like.
With raised surfaces so that it could determine.
With raised surfaces, yes.
I see. Perhaps now if I go back to Graham, and what are the things that you're raising funds for in this Canberra Day Appeal?
Well, I guess the first thing is it's going to help our survival.
Right.
We're a small organisation. We're run by volunteers because we can't afford to pay salaries. Hmm. And we have the cost of a small office here in Holder. There's a little mobility van that we use for deliveries. And keeping these things going does take a little bit of money. And the Hands Across Canberra scheme is really helpful.
Yes. Well, I wish you all the best for the appeal. If people wanting to contact you or to find out about what mobility or accessibility aids they could get, what's the best way to contact you?
Well, firstly, let's give you the email address.
Yes.
Which is info, I-N-F-O, at TADACT, T-A-D-A-C-T, .org.au. And we have a phone number, 6287-4290.
6287-4290.
And physically, we are at 27 Mully Street in Holder, the old Holder High School. Right. But we're only open here on Mondays and Wednesdays each week.
Right.
You can also access our op shop by the things we've got for sale that have been refurbished through that as well.
So give me that website address.
So it's www.tadact.org.au.
Graham Waite and Chris Diner from TADACT there speaking with 1RPH's Marianne Gore.